Norway seizes two ships over Baltic Sea cable breakages. Police in Norway seized and boarded a Norwegian ship with an all-Russian crew on suspicion of involvement in causing damage to a telecoms cable under the Baltic Sea on Friday. The Silver Dania cargo ship was grabbed at the request of Latvia and with the assistance of the Norwegian Coast Guard. Police in the city of Tromsø said. Tromsø lies in the far north of the Nordic nation. It is suspected that the ship has been involved in serious damage to a fiber cable in the Baltic Sea between Latvia and Sweden, the police said in a statement. The Silver Dania's owner, the Silver Sea Shipping Group, denied that it had been involved in the undersea cable damage, Norway's TV2 channel reported. Sweden and Latvia are investigating the suspected sabotage on Sunday of the cable linking the two countries, and Swedish police seized and boarded the Maltese-flagged cargo ship Vezin on suspicion it was behind the damage. Norwegian police confirmed that both ship seizures were related to the cable breakage. The suspicion is that someone on the has something to do with the cable incident, police lawyer Ronnie Jurgensen told a press conference, declining to elaborate further. The Swedish prosecutor handling the sabotage investigation, Matsel Junkvist, said he now had a clearer idea of what happened and that he believed that the Vezin was the cause of the cable damage. Our view is that it is the vessel that we have seized that has caused the cable break, he told Reuters. We have looked at the vessel that has been seized in Norway, but for various reasons we have dismissed it. He declined to comment further, citing confidentiality. The head of the Bulgarian company, Navigation Maritime Bulgar, that operates the Vezin acknowledged on Monday its anchor may have struck the Baltic undersea cable by accident but denied any malicious intent. The ship that was seized in Norway was Norwegian-owned and flagged and had been sailing from St. Petersburg in the Baltic Sea to Murmansk in the Russian Arctic, police said. The owner and crew of the Silver Dania had voluntarily agreed that it would follow a Coast Guard vessel to port, the police added. Latvia State Police confirmed they had requested the arrest in Norway. We are in close contact with the Norwegian law enforcement authorities, but in the interest of investigation, we will not comment further at this time, a Latvian police spokesperson said. The Baltic Sea region has been on high alert due to a string of power cable, telecom link, and gas pipeline outages since Russia's invasion of Ukraine almost 3 years ago. NATO, of which Norway, Sweden, and Latvia are all members, has recently boosted its security presence in the Baltic with frigates, aircraft, and naval drones following a recent spate of incidents in the region that have heightened concerns about possible Chinese and Russian activities. On January 14, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said that enhanced military activity he called Baltic Sentry, involving a range of assets, including frigates, maritime patrol aircraft military presence, and fleets of naval drones, will respond to destabilizing acts. On December 25, 2024, Finnish police seized the Eagle S tanker carrying Russian oil, saying it suspected the vessel had dragged its anchor along the seabed, damaging the Estonia-Finland S-Link 2 power line and 4 telecoms cables. Finland's actions against the tanker showed that ships causing harm can be apprehended by law enforcement, Rutte said. Ship captains must understand that potential threats to our infrastructure will have consequences, including possible boarding, impounding, and arrest, Rutte said. Earlier this week, Estonian Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur suggested levying a fee on ships using the Baltic Sea to cover the cost of patrolling the area and protecting undersea cables. Pevkur compared the charge to an airport landing fee and said it would be basically an insurance fee. Reuters contributed to this report.